I'm leaving now.
92.7 The Bull, and there's Merle Haggard with Johnny Cash right there with I'm Leaving Now. Great friends. And, you know, Merle always remembers that Johnny Cash came to see him when he was in the hospital and, you know, dealing with medical problems and whatnot, complications. And he never forgot it. You know, he was a great friend of Merle. And Johnny Cash says the same in, you know, about Merle being there for him when he was down and out. And I believe Merle was there when Johnny Cash took his last breath, which is really, really amazing. Yeah, good friends right there. Also great friends, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, lifelong friends. And this is the last recording that Merle Haggard did before he passed. So here's Django and Jimmy. My mom wanted to hear this one, so this one's going out to you, Mom.
I'm a kid with a guitar.
Django and Jimmy. It might not have been a Merle or a Willie if not for Django and Jimmy. Holy.
Final recording of Merle Haggard right there, Django and Jimmy with Willie Nelson. One of my favorite tunes, of course, of duets with Willie is got to be Poncho and Lefty, right, folks? So I'm going to do it right now. Well, if I could turn that down. Here we go.
Living on the road, my friend, is gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene.
There's my tribute to Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, one of the greatest duets right there. And paying tribute to Merle Haggard, more on the way. We're gonna stop the request line, almost out of time here on the Morning Bull.
I love the station.
I love it.
Love it. 92.7 The Bull.
I love the station because what station can you hear Merle Haggard for 3 hours paying tribute to? No one but The Bull. 92.7, everybody. Hey, we're going to qualify. I have to do this. Yeah, qualify somebody for the free gas giveaway that we're going to be giving away on Friday at the end of the show. Okay? Caller number 5 gets that. 425-1927 while we listen to this awesome number one song that Merle did with Clint Eastwood. .927 The Bull, and there's Merle Haggard and Clint Eastwood. It went straight up to number one. And Clint Eastwood, yes, can still say, yeah, I have a number one country song with Merle Haggard. Awesome barroom buddies, everybody. And Hal wanted to hear that one this morning from Colin over there at Sapio. So, yeah, man, I'm getting a bunch of calls. Like I said, we stopped the request line. So, yeah, getting swarmed here. Thank you for all the requests and dedications and whatnot. Appreciate it. Hey, Lorenzo, his name is into the drawing for the free gas giveaway. All right, brought to you by Ross Oil and 92.7 The Bull. Free gas drawing will be taking place on Friday, right? And that's going to be free gas from Crossroads Gas Station, 700 Grand Avenue. Best gasoline for the dollar. You bet it is. Merle. More Mighty Merle. Love this tune.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me.
Mighty Merle Haggard with his take on that classic, The Green, Green Grass of Home. Remembering a legend on this day, he had 38 number one hits. 38 number one hits, and a Hall of Famer, was inducted to the Country Hall of Fame back in 94. And, wow, what a great career that he had. You know, Haggard was hospitalized back in March, and once again, his concern for April were his concerts for April were canceled due to his ongoing double pneumonia. And on the morning of April 6th, yesterday, 79th birthday, he died of complications from pneumonia at his home in Palo Cedro, California, just outside of Redding, Shasta County. His son Ben said in a Facebook post that Haggard had predicted the day of his death a week prior. Wow, it's amazing. I'm going to play this one for the last Merle Haggard song. And this one's going to be kind of a gospel song that he sang. It's a rarity. It's called When My Last Song Is Sung. Everybody have a great day. Rest in peace, Merle. You'll be missed.
When my last song is sung and my life's work is done and my old faithful guitar loses tone.